Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you are as excited about the worship this morning as I am. For indeed, today we are doing a joint worship service together where you will see that there is a plethora of hymns to be sung. We'll be singing in different languages, but we will also have our messages today will be brief reflections that are offered by members of each of our distinct congregations. Some will be speaking in their native language, others will be speaking in English. So it will be a treat for you. If you are a first-time visitor, it is an exciting time to have you to come and to worship with us this morning. For indeed, we have come to give honor and praise to our God. If you're a long-term member, well, you're going to find out that today's service is going to be different than what we've done in the past anyway, because that's what NSBC does. We don't always do it the same. And so we want to welcome you and pray that somewhere in this time of worship, sometime in this service, that you will feel the peace and the joy, the love and the hope of what this season has brought and what this season yet will bring to each of us. So be fully ready to participate, to take part. There are some exciting things that will be engaged, and there's a part in this service where you're going to be called, yes. You're going to be called to get out of your seat and to take action as well. So be prepared, be excited, for we have come on this fourth Sunday of Advent to give God praise and to give God glory. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you didn't say it loud enough. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. Let's join in our first hymn.
Glory, glory, glory. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Wale. It is so good to see all of you this Christmas Eve Eve. Welcome in the name of the Lord. It is now time to go to the passing of the peace, where we invite you to greet one another with a kiss and with a greeting, or a warm hug, a handshake, as you feel led or comfortable. One note, one thing in singing in all of our different languages, we don't all have the same number of verses. So if you find you run out of verses and we are still singing, I would invite you to go back and repeat the first verse. Se van, quizás ya se han fijado que no tenemos todos el mismo número de versículos en nuestras versiones. Yo recomiendo, si llega al final y todavía estamos cantando, que regresen al principio versículo, ¿ok? Bueno, entonces invito a nuestros músicos que vengan al frente. Hermanas Ceci y Anira are going to lead us in our saludo, our passing of the peace. May we greet one another in the name of the Lord.
No hay un saludo más lindo que el saludo del cristiano. No hay un saludo más lindo que el saludo del cristiano. Se da la mano y se dice, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Se da la mano y se dice, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. No hay un saludo más lindo que el saludo del cristiano. No hay un saludo más lindo que el saludo del cristiano. Se da la mano y se dice, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Se da la mano y se dice, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano. Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, Dios te bendiga, mi hermano.
Amén.
In the excitement of movement, I would like to invite all of the children to come and join me up front. I would love the children to come and join me up front. And even if you want to bring small babies, bring them up front too today. Bring them up. You got to carry them, bring them up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Spread out a little bit so you can all get up here so we can see how many of you came today. Come on up. Come on up. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful to see all of you. Go ahead. To see all of you here today. So we have been doing something each Sunday since Advent began. We are still in the season of Advent. We are still preparing for Christ to come. And so each Sunday, we've been doing what? What have we been doing? We've been opening a box, right? We've been opening a box. So we open our first box, and our first box was about peace, right? And then hope. It was about hope. Our second box was about peace. And so we talked about all of the peacemakers that are here. And our box last week was about joy. And we opened up our box about joy, and it was our Christmas tree of the joy that we will have and we anticipate in this Christmas season, right? But we have a box missing. Where is the other box? Because today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Can you look and see if you see the box among the flowers? Can you get it? Peyton, it's okay. You found it. There it is. Here is the fourth box. Can you hold that box? Does it feel pretty heavy? No. Can you shake the box? Anything in it? No? No? Can you check the box? You can tap on it. There's nothing going on. So let's open this box. This box. Let's see. It says, open the fourth Sunday of Advent. And so we open this box, and let's see what's inside. What do you see inside the box? What's in there? Is there anything in it? There's just paper. There is nothing else inside. But this is the fourth Sunday of Advent. And the fourth Sunday of Advent is about love. The fourth Sunday of Advent, for me, is the most special Sunday of them all. For this is the Sunday that we claim and we give Christ our love. Even though the child is not present with us, this is the Sunday of love. For indeed, we come and we offer ourselves to Christ. So some of you have in your hands hearts. Some of you do not. So I'm going to ask you to, Viola, do we have any more hearts left? Would you bring them up? Yeah, you want to put your heart in. Because thank you, because I'm going to ask everyone, including the congregational members and visitors and guests and the choir and everyone. So hand out, you guys get a heart. And I hope in the heart you have gotten, which have been decorated by different members of the church, including and especially including our children, did you get a heart? You got it somewhere else? Did you guys get a heart? Okay, so I'm gonna ask everyone, you wanna take another one for now? Okay, all right. And I'm going to ask everyone today to recommit their heart to Jesus. And in so doing, as part of our children's message, I'm going to ask you to place your heart in this box. And it's a sign of your love and of your commitment to Christ. But I'm also going to ask everybody in the congregation who also has a heart to place their heart in the box. So, can we have some heart music, Randy? I'm sorry, you didn't know that was coming. I'm sorry, he had no idea. But I warned him when I came that every once in a while I'll do something kind of out the norm. So, exactly. So, as Randy plays, I invite everyone to come and place your heart in the box. Let's receive your hearts. Give them. Yes. Yes. Okay. And then you guys can go in. And then, okay. Now I want you guys to stand up here because we're going to do a prayer. So make room for people to come up. Come over here. Come over here. So you guys can stand over here. Stand right there. Come on through. bathroom. You guys stand right next to me. And place it in this box, which is their heart to Jesus this day. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to close the box. And we're going to keep all of the hearts in the box as a reminder of our love and of our giving, returning our hearts to Jesus. So the box is closed. Let us pray. God, in this box, we have come before you and we have placed our hearts before you one more time and again. Both young and old, both tall and short, God, we have come before you in all colors and all ages, and we have placed before you this day our heart, and we give it freely and unconditionally. May these hearts of love be lived out in the very actions we take, in the very moves we make. This is our prayer. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste into a Judean town in a hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb."
Good morning. Today's passage is from Luke, and Luke chapter 1 is a beautiful passage about Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth is old and the wife of Zechariah, as we know, and he's a priest. On the other hand, Mary was still a teenager and very young, and she was a wife of Joseph, who is a carpenter. And even though they're relatives, you can see that these women are two different people. Yeah, as we can see. But it is interesting that Mary never had any hesitation to go to Elizabeth when she heard the news from an angel. Mary ran to the hometown of Elizabeth, and welcoming Mary, Elizabeth rejoiced, and even her child in the womb overjoyed and leaped. And in Japanese it says, he danced. You know, it's interesting, right? He danced, he leaped. He was very, very excited. These two women were very happy that God's will was done in the other person's life. And there's no competition, no rivalry, you know, in that regard. And later the passage says Mary ended up staying with Elizabeth for 3 months. And it seemed that Mary needs support from Elizabeth, you know, so desperately, because she was nervous, she was young. And one of my favorite verses from the book of Psalm 133 says this: "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." It doesn't say sisters, but of course, you know, it was meant to be for sisters as well. And Mary and Elizabeth, they really seem to enjoy each other's company despite their differences. And I have to confess, I forget about this now that I'm older. But I didn't receive much blessings and support from older Christians when I was in my 20s. And I was part of the Chinese church, and I remember Wei Mama, Xiang Popo, you know, they call an older person, like if it's a woman, they call Mama, and then older man is called Popo. But, you know, those people, I still remember those people, and they are such a blessing to me. And even in my 40s, I remember from this church relating to Pauline, Marge, Dr. Brown, Ramona, Kellen, Bob Roska, and all others who are precious people, no longer part of this church, unfortunately, but still clear in my memories. And I thank God that I remember they welcomed me to this church when I became a member, and just as Elizabeth welcomed Mary. And Christmas time is a time to get together with your family members, and it is meant to be a blessed and joyous occasion. But it can also bring conflicts and tension at times due to generational differences in perspective, especially. But today, let us remember Mary and Elizabeth, who are not similar at many levels, and yet their love for God, support, and encouragement for one another ended up bringing wonderful miracles into the world, the birth of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, our Savior. May our church become a place of unity in spirit. Unity can bring not only goodness and joy, but miracles to this world. Amen.
Lisa, Dagsaw, Pepe, Lucas, Asapo, Lucy, Third Lucifu. Tae, Matadoya, Lele, Yikasa Mugesu, Yodile, Aridi, Kukwa, Natagato do, who by Yinapudo, put that to Pia Thanyo do, where will you have Pulo, do Pomila Sukina Killer, Tale, you see all. Gulat hapwe tawene bara suguwe lo do namari siweda yita yi payala ta do do yitu kupu yita gwala poyki khakiya yua pulo
Muy buenos días. Mientras haya en la tierra un niño feliz, mientras haya una hoguera para compartir, mientras hayan unas manos que trabajen en paz, mientras brille una estrella y unos labios que hablen de amor, mientras hayan ancianos cuidando de una flor, mientras haya ternura y haya un caído a quien levantar, y un futuro hacia dónde mirar, pero sobre todo ello, teniendo a Dios en nuestros corazones, siempre habrá Navidad. Estimados hermanos y hermanas, de nuevo estamos en los tiempos de Navidad, y es que Navidad siempre es una época donde se invita a la reflexión. La Navidad nos debe hacer pensar un poco acerca del por qué disfrutamos de estas celebraciones. La Navidad es una época donde la reflexión debe estar a la orden del día, sobre todo en aquellos que creemos en ella y en su significado religioso de unión y amor. Nosotros sabemos que la única razón es Jesús, quien vino a esta tierra y murió para que nosotros pudiésemos vivir. Sí, la Navidad es tiempo de unión, de estar en familia, de decorar el árbol, la casa, iluminar las calles con luces de colores y hasta de intercambiar regalos. Pero más allá de todo esto, lo más importante es regalar una sonrisa amable, un abrazo sincero para quien lo pudiese necesitar. Que la Navidad nos devuelva las ilusiones de la infancia, los placeres de la juventud y la tranquilidad de un hogar. Seguramente todos estaremos de acuerdo que el mejor adorno de Navidad será una gran sonrisa dibujada en los rostros de cada uno, que conlleve hermandad para con todos los seres que nos rodean, pues son los pequeños gestos y actitudes tales como una sonrisa, un abrazo, una palabra de consuelo, una mano amiga, los que nos deben dar o proporcionar un mínimo de alegría y comprensión sobre todos nosotros. De este modo, el espíritu navideño permanecerá siempre en nuestros corazones. Que este clima de reflexión sea la base para encontrar la paz y la felicidad en esta Navidad y nuevo año que se aproxima. Feliz Navidad y que el 2019 traiga a todos mucha prosperidad y salud. Bendiciones.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we come together once again, we thank you for all the blessings that we receive from you throughout this year. But most of all, we thank you and praise you for the birth of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. On this special day, we ask that we may receive joy and peace in our celebration. We also remember and pray for those who need your healing touch, restoration, and guiding hand. We pray especially for our Tafoya family and Cecilia and Poignant family for your profound peace and comfort. We continue to pray for the Spanish congregation in the search for an interim pastor. May your wisdom and guidance be with their leaders and an entire congregation. We also ask each congregation will be able to share this special Christmas message of Christ's birth with our communities. In the darkness of this world, please help us to share the hope we have in you. We pray that you may keep each one of us under your care. May your protection, wisdom be upon us, each one of us during this holiday season. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Luke, chapter 1. 私の霊は救いなしなる神をたたえます。この癒しい女をさえ心にかけてくださいました。今から後、世々の人々は私を幸いな女と言うでしょう。力ある方が私に大きなことをしてくださったからです。その皆は清く、その憐れみは世々限りなく、主をかしこみ恐れる者に及びます。
Kita pelajar dari bahasa Luka sedutu sepuluh sinui tulis yesi uplawe tu nila. Nomari di medeli pemula suki nakila dalam yesi bao gelotoh buat cawe tu ni awes si weda. Yeta I payualo dah adodo. Yetu kepu yeta kualo bau ke koki ya jua abulo. Agedi I kuali kuakeli aku pemu adapoli. Agedi I kuakua tui sunya do bau asusu kakak kela.Keko ya lo bapa dah suri lo. Agedi I, pati tak lo ni, mati tak dulu juga. Do yami meta sosri lo do atatu kanyo ta kanyo owelo palo aplio alo asoso khakalo awei imiwe no mari atana lo ta alo olo ta alo tulo kasaywa atare ta kle lo kasakri atao pu ogo ni lo w
It is now time to open our hearts to the time of offering. We have been given so much. We have been given so much by God. We have been given so much by one another and by the company that we share in this place. So we must give of ourselves, of our time and our resources back, that the love of Christ may abound in this place, in our programs, in our ministries, both in this church and in the community. You should have received a letter this week with an envelope. This Christmas, we are giving a special offering to support the Night Ministry, which is a ministry in our community that supports homeless individuals who are struggling with homelessness, particularly young people. So if you have that envelope with you, you are welcome to put it in the offering plate. You may do it also next week or at our Christmas Eve service. Ahora entramos en tiempo de ofrenda, abramos nuestras mentes, nuestros corazones y todo lo que tenemos para que el amor del Señor abunde dentro de nuestra comunidad, dentro de nuestra iglesia y de todos que necesita realmente de ese amor. Hubieron recibido ya una carta por correo que tiene un sobre. Estamos recogiendo una ofrenda especial para el Night Ministry, que apoya a la gente sin hogar, especialmente a los jóvenes sin hogar. Si tienen ese sobre, lo pueden poner en los platos de ofrenda. También lo pueden traer la próxima semana para entregar a la iglesia. Ahora entremos en tiempo de ofrenda.
Thank you. Please bless these offering types and use these in your gospel work. And please also bless your son and your daughter who give offering. Bless them by happiness, giving them physical strength and spiritual strength. Please look after them. Please bless their work to be successful. Please bless them more and more in the future, above all the pleasure guide this church, and please bless this church abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lucas capítulo 1, versículo 51. Hizo proezas con su brazo, esparció a los soberbios en el pensamiento de sus corazones, quitó de los tronos a los poderosos y exaltó a los humildes, a los hambrientos colmó de bienes y a los ricos envió vacíos. Socorrió a Israel su siervo, acordándose de la misericordia, de la cual habló a nuestros padres, para con Abraham y su descendencia para siempre.
When my family and I were searching for a new place to worship earlier this year, North Shore Baptist Church was the obvious choice for us for many reasons, one of which was the reality that days like today are part of the reality of this church, where four language groups are equal members of one congregation, worshiping together and serving as the hands and feet of Christ as one body. This experience is a special kind of joy to me because, as many of you know, Japanese is my second language. It's a little rusty, but it's there. And this morning reminds me of when I went to Tokyo in late 2010 as a short-term volunteer missionary with American Baptist International Ministries. I was a mission partner alongside Pastor Naoto Oya-sensei at a Japanese-English bilingual congregation called Tokyo Peace Church, Tokyo Heiwa Kyokai. And Naoto-sensei is married to a Kachin and Shan woman whose uncle was the pastor of Kachin Christian Peace Fellowship. It was a sister congregation. They worshiped in the same space, and it made for a really long Sunday, but it was great. And I know the Kachin and the Karen are two separate ethnic groups, but it's really neat for me to be able to be in worship and fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ from Burma again. Christmas time in Japan is a different kind of experience because about 1% of the population is Christian. And I ran across this webcomic from the early 2000s written by people who teach English in Japan, and it put the holiday season like this. Mary Sensei, how does the winter holiday season in America differ from Japan? Well, in Japan, you get romantic on Christmas Eve and you spend New Year's Eve with family, right? In America, you spend Christmas Day with family and get romantic on New Year's Eve instead. Oh, naruhodo. But there's something here that makes sense to me. This may sound silly, and I'm on a different page than Pastor Michael. Sometimes it's harder for me to see the love in Christmas than it is the hope, peace, and joy. I know what it is to welcome a child into the world that you've longed for, how it's really a labor of love to deliver them and start to raise them up. And though I had that love from the moment I found out I was expecting, I'm not sure that Mary did. She certainly knew, however, that her son was the child, her child was the Son of God, and don't let that cheesy Michael English song fool you. Either way, in Advent, it's usually easier for me to find hope in the new life that God shares with us in the birth of Christ. It's easier for me to find peace in quiet times of waiting and stillness. It's easier for me to find joy in coming together to worship with family and friends in this season. And I've come to realize that part of the problem for me is that I try to think about what love is, or what love means to me, or how to comprehend the love of God in Christ. It's a lot easier for me to understand love when I look at my kids or my husband or my parents and sister and parents-in-law, all of whom will be with us on Christmas morning, for better or for worse. Yes. Love is described all throughout the scriptures. It's patient, it's kind, it binds things together in harmony, it covers a multitude of sins, it casts out fear. But to truly know what love is doesn't require information, education, a biblical concordance. It requires something else entirely. What has helped me understand love differently this year has been how I have experienced it, especially in some unexpected ways. In the midst of many challenges and changes this year, the most powerful kind of love I've experienced has been in the simple, attentive, compassionate presence of another person. One way I've experienced this kind of love has been through my spiritual direction internship I've been a part of since September that you all helped pray me into. Being fully present with another person one-on-one or in a group, growing and learning together, is easily the most powerful way to experience love that I know. At our mini retreat to close out this half of the year, a couple weeks ago in our internship, we read Ann Johnson's Magnificat of Waiting for the Fullness of Time. And in this, she reimagines the words of Mary that we've been reflecting on this morning. And this is how she represents the end of the passage that Cece just read for us. My longing to be a healing and reconciling person to your people is affirmed within the daily comings and goings of my life. My illusions of my own wholeness are mercifully revealed. You are here now in this seeming emptiness of waiting, remembering your intent according to the promise made in the beginning of time, remembering your intent to reach through the work of my life, that your fullness may be known now in our time. This is what has made the difference for me this year, helping me to know the love of God afresh and anew. It's not trying to define it or explain it that matters. It's how we experience love and share it that makes it real. It's not just what love is, it's what love does. Love shows up in Jesus without defense or pretense, offering nothing more and nothing less than his presence as the embodiment of love itself. North Shore, may we embody this kind of love for one another and for all people this day and every day. Amen.
Amen.
have an amen at the end of that song, but it doesn't call for one. Sisters and brothers, guests and friends, this portion of our service together is about to conclude. But I do want you to know that our joining together and our fellowship time together will not end, because we will proceed from here down to Howell Hall, where we will celebrate and join in a Spanish posada. So everyone is invited to come and to partake. It is a festive time to join together and to be as family together. And so we invite all of you, as we conclude this time of our worshiping together, to join us down in Howell Hall for a continuation of community, of fellowship, and of celebration. Today we have come to worship, and we have heard in many different languages about this day, about the story of Mary. And we have heard the story about love. And as Pastor Whitaker stated, it is not something that is said. It is something that is shared. It is something that is experienced. As each of our reflectors came before us today, it is something that we do, not something that we simply say. So I challenge you, and I challenge me, that when we leave this place, that we will hold on to the songs that have lifted us up and built us up, that we hold on to the scriptures that have brought meaning to our journey, that we hold on to the reflections that have been offered for you and me this day. And may we know that God's light in the world, forever burns when it burns in us. May the peace of Christ and the love of our God abide with each and every one of us till we meet again. Let us sing our closing song, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.